Thank you, everyone. This is Jennifer. Hopefully you can see on screen the agenda okay. I'm on my phone, so if there's any issues, let me know. I'll try and resolve them. Myself on the call today, we've got Cheryl, Pat, Daniel, and Sebastian, and apologies to Mbanda. And I will hand the call over to Pat and Cheryl. Thank you.
You got this one, Pat? I'm still fiddling, getting out of my other call and making notes. Thanks.
Sure, absolutely. So thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Cheryl. So let's start off with, we've already identified who's on the call. Any SOI updates? I guess Daniel, yes. Anything?
Yes, I have an SOI update. I have been appointed by the AFRINIC board to the AFRINIC governance committee, starting this year and ending in the year 2021, December. That's the only SOI I have.
Thank you, Daniel, and congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Very good. All right, so we are going to meet on Wednesday of this week at 2100 UTC in terms of the meeting, and this is the proposed agenda that we have. The one item is we'll preview some of the public comments. And Cheryl, do we want to start talking about the, I know it's not on here, do we want to start talking about the accountability indicators?
I think it's time to drag out the text and get people starting to go through it. Yep, we've got to do it some stage.
No, very good. Very true. And I know Bernie has put it into a format that I think is very useful in terms of us being able to review that against the accountability indicators.
Yeah. Indeed.
So Jennifer, then we're going to go ahead and add as a number 5, if we can, the accountability indicators.
Sounds good. And then that will be helpful for Cheryl because that will make us 7 items, which I know you like. So I'm happy to do that.
Well, yes, that did cross my mind. Thank you.
Okay, and just to flag, so obviously we've got a couple of days between now and Wednesday, but as so far it's only Russ Housley that submitted a public comment. So I think number 4 is going to be very quick.
Very good. Thank you, Jennifer. So Sebastian or Daniel, anything that you got that either of you would like to add or comment on Wednesday's agenda?
Daniel, for the record, already has been mentioned because I was thinking about the accountability indicators, but that's fine. Yeah.
Very good. All right, welcome, Osvaldo.
Hello, this is Osvaldo. Nice to be here.
Hello, Osvaldo. Yeah, Sebastian, please go ahead.
Okay, sorry, it's time to find how to put my phone working to be able to be listened. Sebastian Bachelet speaking. Don't we want to have an item or any other business if you wish to keep the even number about the meeting in Brussels? Thank you.
Oh, yes, very good, Daniel. It's very good, Sebastian. So yes, I think that's probably something that we should discuss as well to make certain that we're all ready to go and what issues we may or may not have with the Brussels meeting itself. So,
can we pick that up under action items then? Because, everyone has been asked several times to make sure that if there's any problems with their travel, et cetera, that they've let staff know. So let's deal with that as an itemized subset of 2.
I'm fine with that, Cheryl. Okay. Anything else on the agenda? Sounds like we're okay. Any other business for today?
Actually, yes, I do, Cheryl, for the record. I'm just wondering, particularly since under normal circumstances, These leadership team meetings these days are relatively short, blessedly so, thank you very much. But I still think they're very important. I now have a regular weekly meeting which is going to bump me right up to the top of the hour. I can leave that 5 minutes early if needs be. So if Pat was held up by work or whatever. But if we were to, say, start our meeting at 15:15 rather than at the top of the hour, that would just give me a tiny bit of breathing space. But if that's not going to work for everybody, I notice, you know, occasionally we've got more people turning up by 5 and 10 past anyway. Just wanted to have you mull that over. We'll see how it goes. And, we can discuss that again next week. So it's more of a foreshadowing than anything else. Thanks.
Daniel speaking. I agree with Cheryl because I had to prematurely jump out of the other meeting such that I can join this meeting. So probably starting at least 15 minutes late will do me too good. Thank you. Back to you, Pat.
Okay. So
Sebastian's fine with 15:15. So we might take that then and just 15:15, I guess, is the question. Pat, what works better in your life?
Well, for me, 15:15 would work best because I've got a 3 o'clock that's a regularly scheduled top of the hour meeting. So that would give us 45 minutes as opposed to 30.
Heaps.
I'd like that.
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay.
Okay, we've got an action item. Woohoo!
Fantastic. All right, so any other business then? Jennifer, will you please read out our confirmed action items and decisions?
Sure, thank you. So as Cheryl said, we're going to move our meeting to start at 15:15 the 1900 UTC from next week onwards. And then I have an action item to add the couple of agenda items that we discussed as well. But aside from that, nothing else from me. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Cheryl, if there's nothing else for today, I will go ahead and declare that the meeting is closed.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Almost Thanks a new everyone. Record, Pat. I think you may have actually set a new record.
we, Cheryl, we. All right, thanks everyone.
No, you always run a faster meeting. Right. I'm just going to let you run them all in future. You run them much faster than I do. Take care, everybody. Bye for now.
Bye now.
Bye.